Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's Friday. That means crossover time, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. It also means coming up in 10 minutes, what's bugging you? And that's the time when I read you the liner. That's always
which you've
fun.
Been crushing today.
He's wow. Hungry. He's hungry.
Yeah, what?
He's
hungry. Y'all right?
I'm great.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. How come?
Oh, I don't know. Just listening to the show today.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead. Hit me.
No, like,
which part?
I viewed today's show. You know when the Giants, like, you win a game 5-4, but there were, like, some base running mistakes. It was just wacky. It's kind of like all over the place
sure.
A little bit. And you're like, well, it wasn't the cleanest game, but it worked out. You felt to me like a pitcher today who was effectively wild. Let's put it that way.
Jonathan Sanchez.
Yeah. You were
that's a great expression.
Yeah. You were effectively wild.
Yeah, he's effectively wild.
Yeah. You walked 8, but nobody hit you.
You know, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
And you guys know this. Dibs, especially you. You've been in the business a while.
Sure.
You know, you come out with a plan.
There's your first mistake.
And you realize that, you know what, hey, this is a good topic. And then it's kind of not.
Yeah.
And you realize it just kind of fades away.
That happens all the time. That happens
pivot,
all the time.
Or you got to punt or pivot.
And that's what we did about 3 times during the show.
And that's the kind of day it is today where, you know, we'll talk a lot about the Valk last night and what was, I guess, the latest signature victory for a brand new franchise. You beat Caitlin Clark and a good team. And you look up and, well, the Valkyries are a good team. So maybe we need to change our expectations, Mark, as we talk about expectations and hope a lot.
I don't know if you have that word around.
No,
around
but
the Valkyries
six
at this
and six,
point.
Yeah,
like I don't even know. You know what I mean?
Well, if you look at Vegas, the win total was 8.5.
Yeah.
And they're 6-6.
No,
so.
No. Well, I mean, just in terms of the fact that it's their first season, you sort of just assume you're going to lose most of your games.
Right. And they have
not.
It. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
You know, the other thing is the Rafi Devers facing his former team. So I was thinking a lot about instances in the past where we've had these revenge games or whatever, and one of them I found Mark Willard was actually at, although he wasn't actually there. It was the Madison Bumgarner return game, cardboard cutouts.
Oh,
his first game.
I was like, I don't even know what you mean.
Because I said that earlier in the thread. I'm like,
I know, and I read it. And
Willard,
I'm like,
was there, quote unquote.
Well, you air quoted my last name.
Right,
you're like Willard was there, not Willard. Was there.
Could have gone either way.
So I was like, I don't know what he means.
Because in essence, you were there, but it wasn't really you because it was cardboard cutouts.
Picture and he was there.
You know, they went Longoria and Ruff go back-to-back, absolute tanks off him into an empty seats. Literally.
Clank.
Empty seats.
That
was
a weird sound, by the way, for those who ever got to experience that. Because I did go to like 2 games as a media member. Like you were allowed to... You're allowed to get a credential and not have people within 3 seats on either side of you or whatever. And that was the weirdest sporting event I've ever attended in my life.
It's got to be so weird. You give up a home run and 3 seconds later, you hear clank.
Dong.
Right in the background. Yeah. It's like, oh, just give me another ball.
And the second one, which I think was rough, landed on the net out there in dead center, but they each had to be 440. I mean, they were tanks.
Gone.
Yeah. In Madison's return. So I just was thinking about some of those, and I don't know if that's something to, not really a topic, but, and the one that, you know, the Clay one obviously is the most recent.
Here's one I remember from way, way back in the day, and it involves a friend of ours.
Oh.
Ooh. When Chris Webber was traded to the Washington whatevers at the time, when they came back to the Bay, Webber just got absolutely annihilated because most people sided with Don Nelson in that rift, which is an interesting thing. And it's before the game, like an hour and a half, and people are starting to file in. And I see this guy walking down the steps with a big sign he's hanging over his head. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I see the sign, and it says, "Happy to have Googs." Remember Tom Googliata?
Oh, yeah.
"Happy to have Googs, team players only." And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, that's Aaron. That's Schleifer.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, hey, Aaron, what's going on? He's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't like Webber. And I was like, okay. So I got to, it's like having a buddy that you find out paints his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He made a sign.
That he was a sign maker, correct.
Yeah. By the way, it feels kind of like you're describing Brandon Pajemski. It's a little much.
Same hairstyle.
I love it, but dude, it's a little much. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about.
It was a lot much last night.
My God, like, I don't know. Again, my entry point, sitting on the couch with two of my kids and my daughter, who's very, very excited that the WNBA is here, she's just, every time he jumps up, she's like, he's cute. I love it. I love this. I love the energy. This is fun. And I'm like, okay, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, I don't know if I've ever seen a professional athlete act this way at another sporting event. Like, it's a little much.
The part that Nahigian brought up that I lost, but then I was like, no, you're right, is get out of Caitlin Clark's face. You know what I mean? With the walk.
Well,
like that. That's the part that would have bothered me if I were Caitlin Clark. And then you find out, wait, that dude plays for the Warriors and he was giving me that kind of grief?
We asked him yesterday before the game and he said he was going to trash talk her. And I was like, is it PG? And he goes, it depends. Depends on the moment. I mean, he did not mince words. There was no hesitation. He's like, I am here, I am sitting in row one, and I'm going after her.
Don't you feel like that's a little weird?
It's a little weird, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's the word.
That's all I'm saying.
I was trying to put some context to it and the word to it, and I was trying to also think about another instance when this happened. And it's one thing if you're an NBA player and you're trash-talking a buddy and it's the same sport, but this is the WNBA, and you're in the NBA, and not that you can't trash-talk female athletes. I'm not saying that, but it would seem to me that you would place yourself above that sort of fray.
Especially as someone who's currently involved in it. Like, someone brought up Reggie Miller, who's been courtside for all these Pacers games. That's fair, but Reggie's retired. Reggie doesn't play in the NBA. And also, he's not in the ear of a particular person while they're getting called for a travel. And to my knowledge and what I've seen, he's not on the court. Like, there were multiple times last night where Pods had a foot on the hardwood in front of his owner and general manager. And I'm just thinking, this is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen before.
There's the other part of the dynamic that weirded me out. I'm watching it, and it's like, oh, this is funny, and it's kind of engaging. And then you're like, okay, does it need to be every possession?
Yeah.
And then they change the angle, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's sitting next to his boss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was equal parts like, this is fun, and then I'm like, are you a little embarrassed? Like, I'm high-stepping after Caitlin Clark, like, literally on Joe Lacob's toes. It's just a lot.
It's a little much.
I don't know what to do with it.
Everyone loved it, but
I'm not mad at it, but I don't know how to package it.
But that's why I think he's doing it. It's like, clearly no one has said, hey, we should tone this back a little bit. But like, I'm watching him do it, and in one sense, it's like, wow, I can't believe he just did that. And then the other part of me is thinking, I cannot believe he just did. Like, yeah. Why would you do that to another professional athlete? No, but you're a fan. Like, you're courtside, you're a fan, whether you're a mega fan, Spike Lee, all the rest, like, you can't do that. I don't know. That's just what came across my mind.
Apparently you can.
Well, apparently you can. Yeah.
And the other part of it is, dude, she's Caitlin Clark. She is.
And you're pods.
The WNBA, and you're pods.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
the one thing about pods that we have discovered ever since he's been here, he has a lot of self-confidence.
Sure
does. So I don't think that he looks at it like, you know what? I'm pods. I'm probably the 174th best player in my league. And she's not the best, but she's the most renowned and the most popular. So maybe I'll stay in my lane and pick on a different fever.
And his head coach was there. I forgot about fever. Kerr. Kerr was sitting right there looking like...
Yeah. I will say this.
My point guard.
Having and I guarantee you all four of you guys, or we'll all agree on this, is having watched pods for 2 years here, that's who he is. Like, there was nothing out of character last night.
He's a little different.
He is different.
He's a little different. I don't know where the on-court energy comes from as opposed to then, like, when you're talking to him. Because he seems he's very laid-back kind of a character to talk to. Did you hear him after the game? Did you watch the TV interview after the game?
I missed that interview.
So they asked him why he picked the jersey that he was wearing. And was he wearing, was it Kate Martin's?
Yeah.
Okay, he's wearing Kate Martin's jersey. He's like, oh, are you, like... Is that kind of your favorite player? And he goes, well, I have a jersey for all of the players.
He has all the jerseys.
Like, once again, I'm like, that's a little much. Like, it's just.
So let's just say.
Like, do you have a Valkyrie's closet at home that's just their stuff?
Here's the way I look at it.
Wow.
And we'll use the word weird. Like, let's just.
It's different. Different's
weird.
More of a neutral.
Yeah. Never seen anything like it.
So
right?
I remember when Laker bought the Warriors, nobody knew anything about him. And I just kept hearing, this guy loves basketball. This guy loves basketball. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. He loves basketball. He loves it. And then, of course, you're like, well, tell me who loves basketball and who doesn't. You know what I mean? Well, I'll be the judge. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like you realize he goes to Stanford women's games. He goes to Stanford men's games. He goes to every freaking game.
Tons of Giants games.
That he can go to, yep. And then you realize, well, he loves the game. Okay. Like, pods, he's weird. He's officially weird.
Well,
a little bit weird.
Yeah, he's all in, and I love that. I love it. Like, he's 22. He's a single guy who lives here in the city, so he goes. And he said this to us yesterday. He's like, I love sports. I just want to go to sporting events. That's fine. That's awesome. Like, you know, chasing people up and down the court.
Especially like, a pro. Like,
remember when McVay went and celebrated with players in the end zone?
Yeah.
It gave me that kind of energy.
All right.
Like, there's nothing wrong. And, like, I don't ever want to be fun police. I hate fun police.
Yeah.
So, like, do you. But also, like, okay. Well, it's just it's like a lot. A lot.
It's hard to do, but. If you're an NBA player and you're going to that game, most NBA players are going to want to be a little bit inconspicuous, I would think.
You'd think.
They don't want everybody coming up to them. You know,
Juan Toscano-Anderson was at the game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking for more of like a middle-of-the-road guy, like a Baron Davis
was
at the game.
Who was sitting between
he might be different.
Pods and Lakem?
I think that's one of his friends. He was also like took him to the Edmonton Oilers Florida Panthers Stanley Cup game that he went to recently.
And was Dunleavy down there too?
Yeah,
Dunleavy was absolutely courtside.
All right.
At one point.
Okay.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let me tell you something about gopher mounds. The real damage is done below the surface. Of course, you can see the mound, but what's going on under there, that's the problem. Gophers and moles can tear up your property quickly, and they can do it quietly. You don't even know it, but ATCO Pest Control offers effective removal and proven prevention to stop the digging before it gets worse.
Mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off any gopher or mole treatment this month. Go to ATCOPestControl.com. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. There you have it. I'll start because it plays off of last night, which is what's bugging me is the inability to toggle. And you've got the game on Amazon Prime. That's fine. You want to put it on Prime. I've got Amazon Prime, so I can watch it. It's part of my subscription. But if we get to halftime or if there's a timeout and I want to, I don't know, switch over to something else, you got to exit the app. You got to get back to your Xfinity. You got to find your channel. And then you want to go back to your game. You got to go back to the app. You got to throw it on back on Prime. You got to go down and select the game. It's not as easy as it should be. When you just watch TV, you can just switch channels. Last channel. You got to toggle. I don't like it.
Are you talking about the Valks game?
Yeah.
It's on KPIX.
It's on Prime, I thought.
KPIX.
Oh, I saw it on Prime.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there you go. Well, it still plays on things that are on.
I mean, because
like
it's
Thursday
local.
Night Football, for example, is.
We were jamming back and forth to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Which obviously did not deserve a whole lot of attention.
Right.
Which is kind of surprising, by the way. Boy, the Thunder just mailed that sucker in.
Ashamed. I kind of forgot.
Well,
it was on.
I did too.
Like, well, so Granny and I are down at Chase, and it's one of these things, right, where like by the time I get to the car, and because I actually couldn't stay for the game, Granny stayed for the game, by the time I get to the car, and you're working your way through all the stuff, and you get back. Like, by the time I got anywhere where I could check in on that basketball game, it was over. It was over.
Yeah.
This was, you know, I know we've watched a lot of leads go away, but when it's like you're up by 30 in the third quarter and you could see the Thunder body language, I was just like, that was the least memorable playoff game I've seen yet.
I watched, here's how I can prove I forgot. Dibs. I'm watching Vern Glenn on the pregame show.
All right. You're watching Vern.
KPIX Plus.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh,
they got the little CGI background.
Watching Vern Glenn, and I don't even know Shea Gilgeous-Alexander playing.
Can I go next? Because you guys just brought it up. Did you all watch post-game of the Valkyries game last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was it that they interviewed? What's her name? One of the players.
Oh, Hayes?
Sure. So, did you see the way this looks? What'd you call it? Like the CGI thing?
Yeah, green screen.
I swear to God, it looked like when R2-D2 was putting a projection of Princess Leia up. It was very unsettling because I walked in the middle of it, and so there was no sort of buildup. And for those of you who didn't watch this, you don't know what I'm talking about. They make it look like the player and the broadcasters are all in the studio, but the player is still over at Chase Center. So it's like a projection of the player, and I just found it to be very unsettling.
It's like two Zoom screens with green screen backgrounds that you put up, but then they kind of merge them together. I've never seen anything like it. It's a little weird.
Thank you. This is kind of my reaction to everything that we keep watching in the Valks game last night. I'm like, this is wonderful, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Well, and it didn't take away from how great of an atmosphere I thought it was.
Not at all.
It was just something that popped up. What's bugging me is kind of having to do with the finals. People that publicize what they lose on gambling are bugging me.
Oh.
Drake last night lost $800,000 betting on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jay-Z has lost $1 million betting on the series of the NBA. I don't care how much money you lost. Like, I don't really understand why you have to post your losing ticket on your Instagram or publicize it on your social media pages outside to say, I got a lot of money and you don't. And I just lost $800,000 and it means nothing to me. That's what, like, I don't get that. I woke up and I saw it this morning on Yahoo. It just bugged me. Like, why do you feel the need to tell everyone how much you lost last night?
So you can't stand Guru either.
Well, that was
he doesn't tell us
time.
When he wins. He tells us he tells us when he wins, not when he loses.
And do you like that better? Because it was funny that you just said that, because do you want to know who bet on the Valkyries to win last night?
Guru.
Oh, did you get the text too?
Everyone got the
we
text.
We all got the text?
Got
did y'all
the
get
text.
The text?
No, I didn't get the text.
You didn't get the text?
No, I did.
I got
I didn't
the text.
I don't mind that one, really.
Yeah, you like when someone wins.
Well, but it's more about like if Guru sends me a ticket of like, hey, I lost $6,000 betting on the Valkyries last night. I'm like, okay. Like, why?
Donate that money if you don't care about it.
Yeah, this is a waste of money.
Donate it.
What about this one? and it's not my "What's Bugging You" official. So yesterday, Dibs and Willard were, Evan, myself, and Carter were out, and they're going to the game. And you know, Carter likes to place a bet here and there, and he says, "What do you? I got 22 or 21 and a half or 22 and a half for Caitlin Clark tonight. What do you say we pound the over? I'm going to pound the over." And I'm sitting there with Evan, and I'm like, sure, why not?
This is your fault, by the way.
I'm like, you know, how about if I just give you $40? You can do it if I win. You give me whatever I win. And Evan jumps on it, too. And, of course, the nice thing was there's no drama because she, I think, ended up with like 7 points.
11.
Yeah, she did not,
every three.
Did not hit a three.
No, she
did not hit a three.
She didn't make
any. I was kind of disappointed by that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and so I come in today, and I see Carter. And I'm like, oh, boy, we got bit last night, huh? And Evan goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, nah, the Caitlin Clark bet, you know, Carter, me. Yeah. Evan goes, dude, Carter cleaned up last night.
What?
I'm like, what are you talking about? And apparently, I don't know how he does it, but he does this live line crap. And I was just really pissed off that he got to come in having cleaned up last night when the bet I made with him, he lost.
Yeah. He doubled and tripled down on the Valkyries last night in the middle of the game.
They were getting, I think, 11 and a half pregame.
He bet 11 and a half, 8.5, and money line.
Money line. That's where the money was.
Yeah, that's right.
But money line.
No, because he lost 11 and a half.
But he bet money line when they were
getting
up.
11 and a half.
When who was up?
When the Valkyries were up like 7-4, he bet money line. Oh. So the odds like weren't even that good. It was kind of infuriating, but I will say, have either of you two guys ever, like, if you're going to put a bet down on something, have you ever given that person cash? Like nowadays.
I didn't know that.
Like,
cash
if you're going to do, like, hey, will you make a bet for me?
Yeah, like, hey, Dibs, can you put some down on the ponies for me? Here's $40 in cash.
Usually that's the way it goes. We have a friend, Derek Petrak, who was in Nevada, and he said, hey, any bets you want to make for the, I think it was the PGA Championship, and I said, yeah, two golfers and 25 a pop, and so they both lost. When I saw him, I gave him $50 cash.
Oh, well, when you lose, but like
up front, you're saying?
Yeah, like up front. So Steiny gave Carter $40 in cash yesterday to put the bet down.
I can't remember the last time in my life I left the house with $40. Like, the
whole cash game, it just never crossed my mind.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't.
Love cash.
No, cash for me is like, this week I had to have a bunch of cash because Jude was at basketball camp, and when you drop him off, you got to go give him $10 for their lunch. If they want to do the, like, I'm not packing a lunch here, buy yourself some pizza, here's $10. Outside of that, there's no cash in this world.
I hate I hate owing people money.
So Zelle them.
Yeah, Venmo.
Yeah.
Cash out.
I had it in my pocket.
What's it doing in there? You could lose it.
Mark. There are people who aren't as forthright as you who use cash for certain things and credit cards for others.
Yeah, I got you. No, okay. I get it.
Okay.
I used to do it too. I tell you, when there was a moment, and this was only a couple of years ago, that I officially stopped doing cash. Holidays, down in Southern California, me, the brother-in-law, a bunch of the kids, we're all going to go to an Anaheim Ducks game over the holidays, right? It's Thanksgiving, Christmas, can't remember what.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we're leaving. And my mom, bless her, just bless her, comes chasing out the driveway. Mark, you're going to need cash for parking. She's chasing us down the street. I'm like, Mom, we're good. Now you're going to need cash. And so, boom, she's like, here you go. Here's probably same thing. Here's $40. Here's your two 20s. Be ready. I don't know what it's going to cost when you get there. I'm like, Mom, just so you'll go back in the house here, give me the $40. And off we're going to go. What do you think happened when I got to the arena?
A couple beers.
Rolled the window down, try to give him the $40, and the parking guy goes, we don't take cash. Please, what are you trying to do to us?
Where's your card?
Yep. Please, we're not doing cash out here. They don't even take it anymore. No. So what the hell am I doing carrying it around?
Couple reasons, but yeah. You can get into it.
Places, yeah. There are places that accept cash.
Here's places and spaces.
About 15 minutes.
Yep.
All right, what's bugging me?
Oh, that's right. That wasn't even your thing.
Halftime shows.
Oh, boy.
NBA.
Like studio halftime shows?
Studio halftime shows. Let me tell you what they shouldn't be. This is not analysis. When a dude's looking at a box score, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's 2-for-11. He's going to need to make some more shots. Jalen Williams, I mean, he's got 4 turnovers. He's got to treat the ball better. Chet Holmgren, he's got 2 rebounds in 16 minutes. He's got to hit the ball. No S. It's right there in the box score. That's not analysis. That's observation of a piece of paper. That's all it is. I can't stand when they do that, Stephen A. He's 2-for-11. He better come to play in the second. How about something like, Indiana's ball movement is probably better now than it's been at any point of the season. They're doing this, that. Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't think Oklahoma City is ready for that defensive pressure, and I'm sure they haven't seen a 2-3 zone all season. That's what I want. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 2-for-11. He's going to need to make some shots, Mark.
Well, he will.
Well, here's the other one. It looks like the Pacers want it more. Just hit me over the head like a baby seal with a Louisville slugger. I mean, I just don't want to watch. That's or crappy. Listen.
Last night, that might have actually been an accurate statement that Indiana wanted it more. And OKC looked.
You're actually right on that.
Mark is kind of right. Like, you started to look at that in the third quarter. It's like, all right, we're going back home and we'll try to see if we can lock in for that one.
I'm like, if you don't want to play, then I don't want to watch. That's kind of how I felt last night. That take that you just had, Steiny, was the I carry cash version of Sports Talk Radio, I feel. I think that I get why you want what you want, but I don't think that people in their 20s and 30s want that anymore. What you want is...
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You want something thoughtful.
Yeah, we need blood.
Yeah. That's not clickbaity enough.
I know.
Nobody's going to cut that and then put it on social media later.
I'm just sick and tired of fighting the good fight all by myself.
Not by yourself.
It's a burden.
You have company.
You and
don't
pods.
Feel alone, Steiny. You're not alone.
All right.
Hey, you're not alone.
You guys have a great weekend.
Okay.
And
what are you doing this weekend?
Golf Sunday.
What about Saturday?
Golf Sunday.
Yep.
And Golf Sunday. You know, having to golf on Saturdays, Dave.
No.
What are you doing tomorrow?
My Saturdays have been wide open. What are you thinking, buddy?
So you should golf.
I should. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'd have to get a foursome.
You want to come join me and Christy in San Jose? We're going to go see a stand-up comic.
Who?
His name is Pete Holmes.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. Have fun at the concert. I mean, at the
improv. Yeah. All right. You
improv.
Too. Have fun with your open day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.